Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, we are, he just called me, but we're frozen. Now, folks, remember that this is a rural setting. We bring the internet with us. We have to bring a form of Wi-Fi with us. Okay, here we go. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hello. I hear you, but I cannot see you.
Isaiah is here. We cannot see you. We can hear you.
Yeah, there's, it's not picking up the video for some reason. Okay, I'll call you.
You call. Yeah, you call.
All right, here we go. So now I'm going to try and call him. Sometimes it's interesting. Sometimes it just depends on how you connect. This is the juice right here. Stuff right back here. CGR Wellness, folks. CGR Wellness. If you're not hooked up on this, you need to be. Good stuff. CGRWellness.com. CGRWellness.com. Okay. You can see me messaging him. There we go. He's trying to call me now. And there we go. Lord, please let their video work. Please allow for their video to work. In the name of Jesus Christ, cause their video to work. How can I have a missed call from him? Y'all are watching this. There we go.
Hallelujah.
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 Mr. William, good to be with you.
Yeah, thank you once again, and the Lord is with you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is a joy to be with you this evening. Thank you so much for coming out to listen to what God did as a miracle in my life. Praise the Lord. Do I have two translators tonight?
No, only one.
Okay. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. I want to tell you about what God did to save my life. This is a picture of me in intensive care after a severe car accident. I spent 6 weeks in intensive care. You can see the tube going into my nose where they fed me, and the tube going into my mouth where they were breathing for me. And that's because I was in this vehicle with my daughter when we impacted a truck at 88 kilometers per hour. This truck pulled across the highway in front of us. And we hit the truck so hard that we knocked the cab off the frame. My daughter Jackie, who was 15 and a half at the time, was driving the car. And she turned the wheel slightly to the right so that she didn't T-bone him. Because if she'd run into the driver's door, she would have killed him. Or I should say he would have died because of the impact. Here's a picture of the damage that was done to the driver's side of the vehicle. I was sitting over here on the passenger side. In a minute, you're going to see the hole in the windshield. The hole in the windshield is coming in rather than going out. And the reason that the hole is coming in rather than going out is because the tools from the back of his truck came through the windshield into the vehicle. They were aimed directly at my daughter. The Word of God says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield, and my heart trusted in him." I am helped, and therefore my heart greatly rejoices. With my song will I praise him. This is the inside of the vehicle. When I dove from the passenger seat to the driver's seat, I hit the steering wheel so hard with my face that I flattened one side of it. And if you look closely, you can see blood on the steering wheel, blood on the dash, and a puddle of blood where this red circle is. In a moment, you're going to understand where all that blood came from. I can remember as we made impact with the truck that pulled across the highway in front of us, looking and seeing my daughter trying to pin herself against the door in the seat. In fact, the second picture here is a pretty good angle that she saw as she saw the windshield break open and tools coming towards her. And so I dove from the passenger seat to the driver's seat in order to try to knock the tools down and protect her. This is a picture of my face after I made impact with the tools and the steering wheel. The plastic that you see in the picture is my nose. I literally tore the scalp and the flesh off of the bone. And when they flew me into the hospital on the helicopter, they had called my wife and said that I had a 2% chance to survive. They told my family to meet at the hospital, but they said I would not live. But my wife is a woman of great faith, and she immediately began to declare by faith that I would live.
लेकिन इन्होंने पत्नी जी बहुत विश्वास वाली एक भैन है और उन्होंने उससे मेरे जीवन सुनिया कि उन्होंने क्या कि उन्होंने बचना नहीं है उन्होंने इन्हें इतना बोलना शुरू कर दिया.
And this is the scripture that the Lord gave her. Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high. I call out to the Lord and he answers me from his holy mountain. I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear, though tens of thousands assail me on every side. In the picture to the right, you can see the feeding tube and the breathing tube. But there's also a tube with a circle on it and plastic going into my heart where they brought me back from the dead. Hallelujah. You see, I died four times in the 17 surgeries over 5 days. And so in the early days, they had me on life support and they were breathing for me and feeding me. Now, not to take anything away from the severity of the injuries to my face, but had that been all that there was, it might have been easier to get through. But the injuries that I sustained were far more than just my face. Very quickly, I need to say to our worldwide audience, please go to chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. You can click on the listen in order to listen to the rest of this program live. You can also go to Getter, to Clout Hub, and to Facebook. At Getter and Clout Hub, use at Pastor Greg CGR, at Pastor Greg CGR to watch the video live. And at Facebook, use Chosen Generation Radio Show, Chosen Generation Radio Show. And you can continue to watch the show live. We're signing off over at TECN TV. And I'll be back with more for TECN TV tomorrow. But stay tuned on our live feeds across our social media platforms. And so, as I mentioned, there were far more injuries than just the injury to my head. Here is an x-ray which shows the damage. The base of my skull on both sides was broken, along with my neck at C3 front and back.
Sir,
I also broke my back between T1 and T5 in three places. And so far we've seen that I degloved my face, broke the base of my skull, my neck, and my back. But in order to try to protect my daughter, I was also knocking down tools with my hands. So here you can see the surgical scar on my back, and here you can see all of the fractures to my hands and my wrists. I want you to think for just a minute and speak to the fathers that are in the room. As a father, I know that you would lay down your life to protect your children. And this is precisely what I was doing, was laying down my life to protect my daughter. But I did so because I serve a father who has laid down his life to save all of us. So in addition to the damages to my neck, my skull, my face, my back, and to my hands and wrists. I also broke my pelvis, my hip, and my femur on my left leg. In addition to breaking the femur, I also broke the tibia and the fibula. And they called this my good leg. And here's the reason why they called my good leg the one where I broke my pelvis, my hip, my femur, my tibia, and my fibula. Because on my right leg, I crushed the bottom of my knee and I crushed the top of the tibia. And And I did so severely that they had to use bone glue and this plate and screws to put it back together. But in addition to that, I also severed all the nerves below my right knee as well as the main artery. The damages required them to use halos in order to hold my legs still as the bones were healing. And I was literally wrapped up from head to toe. But the damage on my right leg was so severe that my leg began to swell up. So they had to do what's called a fasciotomy. That's where they slice open the leg and they put in sponge and tubes to pull out the liquid.
Keep checking on you every day, but for now we're just going to put that.
This is video from in the hospital at the time.
Keep checking on you every day. Keep checking on you every day, but for now we're just going to put that stuff on your eye to keep it moist. Keep checking on you every day. Keep checking on you every day, but for now we're just going to put that stuff on your eye to keep it moist.
That's a picture of the actual leg when the doctor came in to look at it.
Besides that, we're getting this changed today, and that's kind of the plan for today. Alright. Okay. We may start decreasing the keep checking on you every day, but for now,
and so this is the transition. The first picture shows me in intensive care, feeding, breathing, and the interventions they used to bring me back to life. And the second picture is the very first time that I ever sat up. Hallelujah. The third picture is when I was in the acute care after they had begun to take out the feeding tube and the breathing tube. And the final, hallelujah. And the final picture here is a picture of my daughter Jackie, who was in the accident with me when she came to visit me. This is the very first time that I ever had the opportunity to go home. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
At the time, I was not able to put any weight on my left leg, as you can see here. There was no ability to put weight on this leg. My right leg. My right leg, sorry. And this is a picture of me doing my rehabilitation.
Hey, good morning, folks. Pastor Greg here.
Hallelujah. They had said that I would never ever get to this point. So after 3 months, I was able to finally go home. This is a picture of me and my family. Hallelujah. This picture here is of my arm where the seatbelt didn't completely release. And the picture next to that is a picture of myself and my wife. And then finally down here is a picture of me with my Congressman Chip Roy and Congressman Jim Jordan. And a little over a year ago, my daughter Jackie got married. Hallelujah! And I was able to walk her down the aisle. The psalmist encourages us by telling us, I had fainted unless I'd believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And so I officiated Isaac and Jackie's wedding and turned around and sat in my wheelchair.
और उसके बाद उसको फिर भी बेटी जैकी थे उन्हें पति आइजक था उन्हें ब्राउन है यार फिर उन्हें ब्राउन पढ़ने वास्ते खुदा दास अपने पैरों पे खड़े होके उन्होंने दुआ की थी.
And this is a picture of my entire family at the wedding. Hallelujah. I want you to know that we serve a God. I serve a God who loves you dearly. And I'd like to tell you a little more about this God. Would you like to hear about the God that saved me and raised me from the dead four times? I want to tell you about who he is and why he sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross. The Holy Bible says that it would be a great sacrifice if someone would lay down their life for another. And for us to fully understand why it is that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, needed to lay down his life, we need to understand sin. I want you to know that sin is the enemy of our soul. Sin is what separates us from God. God gave us a set of commandments or rules. Let me try to share a story that might illustrate this better. Imagine you're in your kitchen and you're preparing a meal for the family. And the kids are complaining that they're hungry. And there's some cookies that are sitting on the counter. And they're saying to you, please, can I have some cookies? Please, can I have some cookies? And you're saying, no, you can't have the cookies now. You have to eat your dinner first.
Please,
Because you know that if they eat the cookies, they'll fill up on cookies and they won't eat their dinner. And so while the wonderful food that you're cooking is simmering and preparing on the stove, you go down to check on the laundry. And while you're checking on the laundry, the children come into the kitchen and they each steal a cookie. And so you come back into the kitchen and you get the meal and you get everybody gathered at the table. And you call the children to the table and everyone sits down and they get their plates. And you begin to eat your food. And it's very good. But you notice that the children aren't really eating their food. And you say to them, "Why aren't you eating your food? You were very hungry." And then you look at them and you see that they have chocolate chips around their lips. And you say to them, "Did you eat cookies when I told you not to?" And they look at you and they say, "No." And you look at them again and you say, "Are you sure you didn't eat cookies?" And they say, "No." And you say, "Well, then how come you have chocolate chips around your lips?" And they say, "I don't know." You see, that's the same thing. God has rules because he knows what's best for us. He doesn't make the commandments to be difficult, but to make our life better. But just like the children and the cookies, we are tempted by things that are not good for us.
लेकिन जिन्हें बच्चे रोटियां प्यार मारेंगे
ਆਦਿ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਦਾ ਧਿਆਨ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਨਾ, ਉਦਾਂ ਹੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਖੁਦਾ ਦੇ ਬੱਚੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋਇਆ ਵੀ ਖੁਦਾ ਦੀਆਂ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਵੱਲ ਧਿਆਨ ਨਾ ਦੇ ਕੇ ਦੁਨਿਆਵੀ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਵੱਲ ਧਿਆਨ ਦੇ ਕੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਨੂੰ ਮੁਸੀਬਤ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਾ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ.
And so we participate in these things that are not good for us. And those things are called sin. Now going back to our story, if our children just eat cookies, then they go to bed and in the night they are hungry and their tummy aches. And they say, Mommy and Daddy, I don't feel good. And we say, well, that's because you had cookies and you didn't eat your dinner. When we do that, we don't feel good, and God says that's because you've done things that separate you from me. And when we do that, it gives room for evil to come in and to torment us. And so the God who created heaven and earth and everything around us, the God who has breathed the breath of life and given his spirit so you can live, the God who shows his love by giving us the faith to believe in him and to believe upon his son, sent his son Jesus Christ. And the Word of God says that Jesus willingly came to lay down his life and pay the price for our disobedience. So that we might accept that sacrifice and make him the Lord of our lives to restore our relationship with the Father. And so tonight I want to offer you the opportunity to ask God for forgiveness for sins and to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. To receive faith that overcomes. And to experience healing for your spirit, your mind, and your body. How many of you would like to ask Jesus Christ to be the Lord of your life? To have a relationship with the God that raised me from the dead. Then let me ask you to raise your hands and repeat after me and after Pastor William. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence tonight. We realize that we have committed sins against you. And we ask you, Father God, to forgive us of our sins. We believe that Jesus Christ is your only begotten Son. We believe that he came and laid down his life for our sins. To pay the price that we could not pay. We ask Heavenly Father to be washed and cleansed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And that sin nature inside of us would be taken to the cross. And that we would receive a new nature as a gift from you. That old things pass away and all things become new. We also ask Father God and recognize the battle is in our minds. And so we take our hands and place them upon our heads. I declare that I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ now lives in me. And the life that I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask the angels of the Most High God to use Holy Spirit fire to destroy everything in me, near me, and around me, that is not pure and white and holy and from you, Heavenly Father. I ask that every demonic spirit be burned up right now. And I ask the angels of the Most High God to cast the remains into the abyss. And I ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, to fill me. And I also ask for the Holy Spirit to fill me. In the name of Jesus Christ. I also break every curse, spell, and tie every mark, vow, seal, and contract and every assignment that have been sent by any evil spirits or persons.
Come,
Against me or my family. I ask that they be burned up and destroyed and cast into the abyss. In the name of Jesus Christ. And now I want to pray a prayer over you. Heavenly Father, I thank you for what you have just done. I thank you for the power and authority in the name of Jesus Christ. That at his name every knee will bow and every tongue confess. That Jesus Christ is Lord. I thank you for the authority that you have given us to tread over evil. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh. I seal the deliverance that has been done for every person hearing and seeing and being a part of this prayer. In addition to that, I ask for healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ. As the spirit has been made whole, I speak to the body right now, be whole in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak life in the name of Jesus Christ. As your word declares, by your stripes we have received healing. So in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak healing to muscle pain. I speak healing and come against headaches right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak healing and I come against lameness in the name of Jesus Christ, difficulty in walking and getting around, I rebuke that right now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
I also speak to issues of indigestion and problems with digesting food and stomach issues. I speak healing to the digestive system and stomachs right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I also speak healing to eyes right now in the name of Jesus Christ and restoration of proper sight. And finally, I speak healing to issues in the blood and to the liver right now. Healing to the liver and healing to all blood issues, diabetes, blockages in the arteries. Healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ.
ਔਰ ਅਗਰ ਅੱਜ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਪੈਂਟਰਾ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਸੁਣ ਰਹੇ ਨੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਖੂਨ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸੰਬੰਧਿਤ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀ ਕੋਈ ਸਮੱਸਿਆ ਹੈ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਕਿ ਕਈਆਂ ਭੈਣਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਲਹੂ ਦੀ ਸਮੱਸਿਆ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਕਈ ਭੈਣ ਭਰਾਵਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੇ ਬੀਪੀ ਵਧਣ ਦੀ ਜਾਂ ਬੀਪੀ ਘਟਣ ਦੀ ਸਮੱਸਿਆ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਕਈਆਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਨਾੜਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਹੂ ਦੀ ਬਲੋਕੇਜ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਸਾਰੇ ਲਹੂ ਨਾਲ ਸੰਬੰਧਿਤ ਬਿਮਾਰੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਮੈਂ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਦੇ ਨਾਮ 'ਚ ਐਸੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੁਕਮ ਦਿੰਦਾ
I keep hearing. I keep hearing the word leukemia coming up, and anybody struggling with that, or any relative struggling with that, I speak healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And finally, I ask for right now the baptism of the Holy Ghost upon every person right now who desires it, that they would receive it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Father, I thank you for all that you've done, and we seal it. It is finished in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Jamsike! Yeshumasike namke! Yeshumasike namke! Hallelujah!
Yeah, my son. keep you silent in that proper way for God on yourself. But I want to talk about that time you can. You did it from here. Lord, you're out there. Lord, you should get from the soul I tell you. So I can't talk about you. I can't talk about you. It's pretty clear I tell you. It's not wrong I tell you. It's pretty clear I tell you. You should get from the soul I tell you. But come on, I'm going to talk about yourself. If many you should get from the soul I tell you. But I'm not कभी किसी अपने दासों में लड़कर उन्होंने दिल में इंतजाम किया है उन्हें कराते ही लाइन लगते हैं हमारी बाबू मेंशिया जिन्हें भी अंता है आप अनुवाद कर दिया ये नहीं आशा है तो बाबू मेंशिया के उनके पास अनुवाद का जो है वो दाता खुदा बनी है उसी सीने में बिहार
आमें आमें
आमें I'll be calling you with Dr. When I reach it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'll call you, Pastor. I will call you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay.
Take care. God bless you.
God bless you bye-bye, all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Kato. Bye.
Praise the Lord. All right, folks, I will see you tomorrow.